What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast. What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
This is and I'm all white buffies, baby. Who but please? Went up 100 on them, then I skated the 3. Double that to a 6. Now I'm back in the mix. Back in the lack. Thumb in the
streets. Mike check or whatever. Show, baby girl, hit me up. Like, oh, Lino, I need you to come downtown real quick and cop me a little fur coat or whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 37 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am TG, the host, as usual. Right now, we are not in our usual place. That is not DeMarco's art behind me. If it was, the price would be a lot higher. We in the city, man. The People's Choice Studio is on the road. We back where we were for episode 4. This is the actual round table. So for everybody who listened to episode 4, this is the round table. My dad, my brother, Alex was on the episode again. So this is the real shit. This is where the drinks don't stop. The food don't stop. The laughs don't stop. Honestly, the party don't stop. Like, we be in here till 3, 4 in the morning, man, on a Wednesday night. The team is all here, man. This is Wolf in real life. This is Wolf's hot takes, man. That's Reek. That's the nigga who we don't know if can even answer questions because the NCAA got so many rules. So I'd be asking him shit just like, can you answer?
How do you feel when you knock that nigga out?
You feel me? Like, how come y'all don't get paid type shit? So I got to make sure. Yeah, you know. Man. They got a lot of rules. To my left, Detroit, make some motherfucking noise. In the house tonight is Detroit's own, and at this point, damn near LA's own. Comedian fucking CP, man. What's the deal, baby?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Welcome home.
Oh, man, I feel good.
First things home, first, man. What was the weather difference when you got off?
Well, look, I'm going to tell you like this. First of all, it was 78 when I left
LA. Cali.
Yeah, that's Cali. Some I took my kids to the beach.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Not that part.
There, the birds, like, ah! Like, they don't even chirp. They'd be screaming, like, ah!
Just talking.
Oh my god. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing niggas like, oh my god, like a couple birds.
Like, never been,
like, I know that nigga. I'm like, ah, right? They don't even chirp. You know what I'm saying? And then we at the beach, you know, and then I had to fly to Canada the next day. Flew to Canada, it was 8 degrees.
The Canada on your side of the map or on
no,
our side
the
of the
Canada
map?
Canada in the middle over North Dakota.
Some random shit.
Remember that little part in Django where they was in the snow? Remember that? Remember on Django?
No, when he was
like 20 minutes in the snow, like on the horses.
And that's
like
where y'all
shooting
was.
Bottles and shit. Okay, I swear to God, that's where I felt like I was. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, hold on. Before we go any further.
It was like the city was, it was, you know, it wasn't no Glocks in that city. You know what I'm saying? It was all like, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas getting to the real shit.
Nigga, it was revolvers everywhere. Like, nigga, you fucking around could get away, you know?
So, you on some quickest draw shit. So listen, before I go any further, originally, y'all, there were 2 bottles of Martell Blue Swift out here.
Oh, yeah.
But CP been here, so we going to go ahead and knock this out. But what's going to happen is,
every time I drink that shit, I start feeling like Quavo.
Anytime, you said it, not me. Anytime a nigga,
I be like, bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu. You know what I'm saying?
You need a few more chains, though, before you be Quavo.
Nah, first of all, this Quavo at the crib, nigga. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, why would I bring all my chains to a podcast? If I'm Quavo, I know I'm Quavo. You know what I'm saying? Like, them bitches be tingling too hard. I'm trying to talk, say some real shit.
How you feel about Quavo Amigos at the Nickelodeon Awards?
I thought that was dope. I think that, you know, kids that's on Ritalin is the ones who their life is slowed down and they can really understand Amigos. They be hearing that shit, they be like, damn.
Because,
and you know what I'm saying?
If you a nigga who don't know Migos and you walk in your kid's room and they watching that, what you mean? You mad or you about to start bouncing that shit too?
I'm gonna be happy as fuck. They could be listening to a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Migos, at least you'll walk in your kid's room and like, what you listening to? And then you'd be like, oh shit. Ah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
It's nah,
like,
just you know, a fast your Migos fan.
Yeah, nah, fuck with me.
I'm talking about you, the dad who did what? Define no.
Nigga, I know those niggas.
Text them right now.
All
right,
so look. I'm not about to text them niggas right now.
But you got the number, though?
Hey, folk, don't call us no more. You understand what I'm saying? Nah, man. Like, I'm talking about L.A. know them niggas.
Okay, there you go.
Right, so like,
L.A. know them niggas.
Listen, a few years ago, me, Baron Davis, and my partner at the time, we flew out to Atlanta to meet with Coach K and Migos. Offset was in jail. So it was just me, Quavo, Takeoff, and Coach.
Coach K is in Duke. Coach, yeah, Mike Krzyzewski. I mean,
not Coach K.
Oh, I'm about to say that's a Coach wild K combination.
Coach K from QC.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, we were talking about writing a movie for them.
For Migos,
right. It was, I ain't gonna say what it was gonna be about because, you know, one day it still might happen.
Absolutely.
Right? But what happened was, at the time, I was with some people who was very, very aggressively understanding who I was.
Okay.
At the time, I'm writing for Detroiters.
Right.
People don't know. We was writing in Lauren Michaels' office. Like, this is Saturday Night Live. Like, I was there.
So like, you were super inspired too. Like,
well, we're super inspired, but also like I was impressing some top niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the comedy game. You know, people like Jason Sudeikis, cool as fuck. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like Lauren Michaels, you know, we in his office writing the Detroiters. Sam and Tim, you know, like I go to their birthday parties, like these are my people.
Some regular niggas.
Right. These is not my LA niggas. These is my nigga niggas, right? But the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, at that time, for me to be a writer, I was, you know, I was coming into high demand. It wasn't going to be no, you know, it was like, you know, I was young. They like, yeah, you write it for free, and then it just couldn't be that. So we ended up not having.
So you set the precedent.
Yeah, I had to walk away from that. Like the early. Same way they offered me Wildin' Out. I wanted to take it. I was geeked as fuck. My management was like, nah, chill. We think you a different type of nigga.
So that's crazy because I read Kevin Hart's book, and he said the same shit. He was like, when I was ready to jump at every bag with a number I had never seen before, and my manager called me and said, you know what, I think we're going to hold on this. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Why? Like,
peep this. So we held on Wildin' Out because they wanted too many options on me, right? Like, you know, like too many options, I guess. I don't know. That's what my management said. Like, options is like years that you under contract.
Okay. Like some basketball player shit.
Exactly. Okay. Nigga, okay. We want 8 albums. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? 8 seasons if we go 8 seasons. And that's how they lock niggas in.
Yeah.
They didn't want me locked down like that. I'm like, man, but just Wildin' Out, dog. Like, I think I'm the best roaster in the country. Bitch.
So you hold that because we're going to get to the roasting shit.
Yeah, but so like but at the time, so, what, you know, kind of like against their will or just with me begging, I went to the audition. And the audition was like a battle, right?
Of just straight.
So, nigga, lunch I'm talking table about everybody roaster. In there, Billy Sorrells, like, nigga, shit. Top niggas, you know what I'm saying, who you know, who are on Wildin'
Billy Sorrells also from the city?
No, Billy Sorrells from Houston.
Okay.
I'm talking about like, but he a noob though.
Okay.
Yeah, he be on roast me and all
that. Yeah, nigga with the slick hair. You be killing that nigga. They be killing that nigga, dog.
Yeah, they be baking him, dog. But
they be, you nigga, what you mean?
I mean, well, listen. That's what I'm about to say, though. Like, I'm from the city where I had to rise to be, you know, I used to roast with the football team. Back at State.
Yeah.
When I, you know, the old niggas, Robert Flaggs, and you know
damn,
what I'm saying?
How
like,
old are you?
Nigga, oldest.
Shit.
Nigga. Hey, man. What the fuck? Shut up. Don't do that to me. Turn the volume down, bro. Turn the volume down on this nigga. Turn the volume down on this nigga, bro. No.
You gonna turn me down.
Turn.
Do some
Jay-Z shit. Yo, turn you down, turn me up. Turn you down, turn me up.
That nigga turn me down on my shit. Y'all probably been waiting to turn me down.
So, anyway, fast forward. Q World Star is looking for a host, right? He's like, man, from what I'm hearing from after I got the job and all of that, they really didn't want the host to be a nigga from Wildin' Out because it's like, you know, brands is too similar when they in that same hip hop kind of space, you know, so. Yep. And but Wildin' Out had managed to snatch a lot of key talent.
They go,
you know,
get everybody. What I'm saying? But that's because everybody jumping that bag.
Right.
When that happened, they don't got niggas saying, hold on.
And so when it came for me to compete for the spot, same way I did in Wildin' Out, got into the battle, destroyed all of them niggas.
All the niggas are still on today.
All the niggas that's on,
Who on today that on right now that you killed?
Why would I do that? Why would I do that? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, nigga, DC had to be going at
that. Well, no, first of all,
this
DC was already
DC.
On.
Oh, he was on.
Yeah, DC was already on. This is like right before War started. He was already on.
Okay.
That's my nigga.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
No,
like
DC.
Like,
you better with niggas that's trying to get on.
Yeah, who are on now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, and this is from 2000 and I did World Star 2017, so this is 2016.
And
so,
was everybody in the room auditioning, or you was battling the niggas that be on TV?
No, we battling niggas that's auditioning.
Okay.
Yeah, you know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome, making the band shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Singing End of the Road to niggas.
And that shit was dope. But it was intense. Nick Cannon is right there.
Right. Chilling.
You know what I'm saying? With a dog-ass suit on. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, don't get it twisted, bro. That nigga look goofy on TV.
So Nick really
when
the
you
man.
Get up on him, nigga, you be like, oh, this nigga.
Is Nick really the man?
This nigga a real nigga. Yeah, bro. Nick that nigga's a real nigga.
I said Nick was the man.
Nick a real nigga. Nick. But see, understand that Nick has built a machine, right? That machine is a vessel for niggas to shine. But it's like, you gotta, you know, it's nothing wrong with me being willing to bet on myself. That nigga shouldn't have no love loss for me.
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, oh, you want to do it that way? Much power to you. That's the way that I did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what a nigga like Nick Cannon would be looking like.
He's still on some Devin Miles shit. Fuck Reed Music.
I didn't come in. I'll tell y'all how I got on later. But, so yeah, bro, did the World Star shit, end up being the host of that, and then the bag for that was like 10 times because I was the face.
Right. Of some new shit.
Of some brand new shit.
Of some new shit.
And then we was the number one show on MTV2, and then rest in peace, my nigga Q passed away.
Yep, and since just, then, that's when it was just like...
Yeah, it was gone. It was like,
first of all, you can't move right now.
Why not?
Because the sound quality just went... Phew.
What?
Right there. I told you to be up on it. Pause.
My bad. Yeah. Okay. That's real. That's real.
I'll be trying to tell you.
That's real. So, yeah, okay, we're going to talk.
Who you talking to, the mic or me?
No, I'm saying after this, because I want to know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, that matters.
What model number this is.
That's why, like them niggas got to get on the mic. Don't they look like a praise team right now, sharing a mic on Sunday and shit?
Hey, these days, yeah, they do like a motherfucking duet.
They was mad about it.
It's the Biggie duet. It's a big duet.
So, yeah, no, y'all, see, look, y'all sound like y'all sitting back there. Y'all got to sit up on that bitch. So listen, let's talk, man, because you talked about some shit and we jumped down the timeline.
We just jumping, bro. Yeah. I know, man.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of people who watch my podcast who don't know that you're from Detroit.
That's crazy.
First and foremost.
Where they from?
Didn't we just talk about how old you were? So hold on. So watch this. There's a lot of people who watch the shit.
Can't do nothing for me? Okay, cool.
My older followers who are 30-ish are like, where you recording that? I'm coming. Nah, right? My younger followers are
30-ish.
Older? No. I'm talking about...
Nigga, we just living our life, man.
No, absolutely. I'm in the wash club, baby. We going to get to that.
All right, for sure.
It's my just all the noobs my sins just posted just because they know comedian CP.
Age don't make you 30. Kids make you 30.
Kids make you old.
Yeah.
Skip 30.
Yeah, nigga. So you 32. So anyway.
You feel me? So first things first, where you from? East side, west side, high school?
I'm from the west side, man. Brightmore, Braille and Schoolcraft. Bremmo and Finkel.
West. That's the east side nigga. Yeah. So that's the east side nigga.
But you know what's crazy though? It's like, not even go front. I was like exceptionally smart. So like I went to like crazy ass schools. Like way different than what niggas was going to in the hood. Like, you know, I was going to school on the east side, on like Nevada and something at the school called Word of Faith. Which was like...
Oh, because that's a new Perfecting Winers Academy.
Yeah, right,
because Word of Faith is in Southfield now.
Yeah, the old Word of Faith
is what Perfecting is now.
But Word of Faith don't have no school no more,
I don't think.
Yeah, correct. But like they back then, it was called Faith Christian Academy.
Okay.
And it was like, it was super duper high. I was tested like super, you know...
And that's
like,
where you graduated from.
I was on scholarship. No. So I graduated from Bates. Okay. I ended up going to Bates. I went to public school for like a quick second. I went to the school called Hutchins. On Woodrow Wilson. My mom was like moving around. You know what I'm saying?
She is Hutchins still open?
I don't think so.
And neither is Faith Christian Academy.
Right.
And you shocked that you old.
Damn. Why you? You want the story or not, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You got to sneak the talk. Nigga, I rose too. I'm trying to tell you a story. All right, whatever. Yeah, nigga.
Hey, look, on Monday, the nigga, he was letting my man slide. And then he got the...
CP had a show this past Monday.
Yeah.
Niggas go to comedy shows and don't want to sit in the first two or three rows because
this
they know.
This nigga sat in the front row. He had a boot.
I hit my boot.
And he was shocked. He said, I didn't want that nigga give me for the boot.
Nigga, that bitch look sweet, bro.
That's what niggas be saying.
Look, bro. This how you play it, nigga. Rock two of them bitches.
Be Iron Man around this bitch.
Like, what up, nigga? Like, what's this, nigga?
What's the Buzz Lightyear shit?
These motherfuckers super jitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I jit on the inside, so they would.
What's crazy is, them bitches so tall and Wolf so short. Two boots ahead, that nigga just.
Why you get the low top bitches? Why you get the little KDs?
I have extra money. You feel me? I'm trying to show that I'm
going. So that's a slight fact. Weird flex, but okay.
Space boots.
Nigga chose a boot to flex.
But yeah, though, that's a dog ass boot. He sat right in the front with the boot.
Yeah. Confident. When he hit that bitch.
Mario was sleepy. I'm like, hey, Mario was like, man, this shit crazy, man. This shit, wow.
I'm like, this bitch gone, real? You think the bitch gone? Just chill. Okay. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So, you graduate high school.
Of course.
How did Michigan State happen? You applied.
Nigga, I had an on-site admission like Fresh Prince.
Like everybody else in the fucking city. I didn't have no on-site love,
nigga,
bro.
I was in that bitch roasting. You had on-site too? Shit.
Bro, that's some bullshit. So they came to your school?
Yeah, see,
that's
some bullshit, nigga.
Dog. I ain't had it. That's where you graduated from?
Nigga, Mumford. I went to Cass.
Class of what? You went to goddamn.
Listen,
you
bro.
Went to King and Renaissance
school? Listen. Nigga, probably. Nigga, look. All right, look. So I went to Hutchins. And then we took that meat test in the seventh grade. Remember that meat test? But I have it going to papers.
Remember that.
Nigga.
We don't. I remember, but that shit's silly.
I got a 99 on that bitch.
Percent.
Yes, nigga.
On the meat.
Yes. I got a letter from the governor and everything. Anyway, and it was like. In seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle school is I took meep in. Did I take meep in middle school, too?
Yeah. Who old, nigga? Who old? What you up with the meat? What you up with the meat? Huh? All I know is sweet potato.
Bro.
My daddy said, peel your potato. I peel your potato.
All right.
He's the cook of my podcast. I had a little podcast.
Turn my mic off.
Cut the potatoes up. And I was, made me a little mad potato with the little marshmallows on top with the torch. He loved the torch.
Got a burning bitch for sure. Sweet potato casserole forever.
Nice little banana flambe. Anyway. But no. But no. So. They moved me to Bates Academy so that I could get into Cass Renaissance for King.
Okay,
I just had a better chance over there.
That's shit like draft pick type. Yeah, shit. We gonna put you on.
Yeah,
that's like University of Kentucky middle school,
bro. But look, I set records in academic games. Like, I was like real.
So
dope
pause. Why are you this smart?
Yeah.
Why you got siblings at home?
No,
what's going
I went
on?
To that fucking school, like from kindergarten to the like word of, fifth grade. Yeah, bro. Way ahead.
So that's
of,
what did it.
Yeah, bro.
So giving all honor and glory to God, who was the head of my life. That's
right,
what you be
but
on.
Yeah, but not even that, bro. No, I feel like real talk. We had like devotion and worship every day. So I had so much church in my life that I don't even want to go near no church now. Like that's not even what I'm on. Not even like trying to hold God.
I know.
But you know what
God.
I'm saying.
No, I understand.
But it's like, I feel like
not, what the fuck.
See, you're not trying to hold God.
Okay, okay. I thought you were like, not going to church
feel
no
like,
more.
I feel like I got the juice, and I already got it, so I don't need that. Like, I feel like people in church be kind of fucked up. So I be like, let them have that. They need that. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, it's a church is a class with one book, and niggas can't graduate out that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's one book, nigga. Like, read that bitch, do the paper, get the fuck on.
You want to know what's crazy? I remember being a kid in church, like, when you run out of books of the Bible, what else do you preach about?
Nigga. No, that's when they got the
preacher, that song, little map. It's a little map in the back. They be like, now you make that left. Make that left through the river. Go through the river, make it right.
Bro, I used to always wonder, when we get through the Bible, what else do you preach? Like,
look
what preacher
map.
Has
you
preached
every look at the map. Look where the treasure is at. You get there and be like.
That's it. You won. You won life.
It'd be another church. You made it. Now sit down. Now let me tell you about it. You learn about some new shit. Like, what?
Dog.
Hey, who said this was art, though? Fam, get out of here.
What's wrong with that?
Somebody drew that shit on the way to there. Like, all right, we'll, let me get a.
Somebody also caught a bag off of drawing that bitch.
But I'm just saying, like, it is art. But it's like, that mean that anybody can be an artist.
Bro, that's the crazy shit about art.
That's crazy.
Art,
but it's like, it just looks so rough, drafty. It looked like it came with a Boomerang soundtrack.
He.
I just watched Boomerang the other day.
It's my time to wish you the one.
You gonna have to roast my dad for that one, dog.
What?
That nigga, that's the shit.
Oh, for real?
I live in Lansing.
I ain't gonna roast your dad, nigga. Your dad got on a sweater made out of beaters. That shit made out of beater material. All my sweaters is expandable. That way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I rock this down to the bank. I wear this to the bank. I go down to the car wash in this shirt. This is my shirt.
Beater material.
Everything is beater, man.
Oh, man.
Like all I'm right. A knight or something. You know, this is my armor.
Hold
beater
on.
Material. When it goes smooth, that's how I know it's time to get another one.
Man, drink your drink. Drink your drink so I can drop the drop. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, tgthehost.com. Right now, you can watch the People's Choice podcast on YouTube. We subscribe SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere else. But all the information is tgthehost.com right at the bottom, man. Shout out to blurredvision.us. When you go shop, Use my checkout code TG10, TG10, black owned, another Spartan from the city, man. Blurredvision.us. Go show some love. Shout out to everybody in the building tonight, man. I wasn't supposed to have an audience tonight, but black people go nowhere alone.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Nigga been in Detroit all their life and will go around the block. Hey, you trying to ride real quick. Yeah, so nigga,
animals being packed. You think we shouldn't be?
You feel me? So
somebody start shooting. It's like, oh, they got my mans, but I got away. I can tell the story. So, you know what I'm saying? But if it was just me, it'd be like, these niggas coming for me. But if it's the group, it'd be like, nigga, every nigga for themselves. Oh, let's spread it out. 33% less chance to get cat. Okay, what I'm saying?
Every nigga got a story about how they got in a scrap and they looked up and their mans was gone. Everybody got that story. I looked up and dog was nowhere to be found. Nigga. That's why I just stayed my black ass at home.
Man.
I stayed at home.
I remember one time I got jumped and my boy left. And then I'm like, nigga, where the fuck was you at? This nigga said, I was looking for something heavy. So I could come back. I'm like, nigga.
Nigga looked the whole time.
I was looking for something, you know, like, nigga. I got stomped out.
He had the stove in the crib. He couldn't bring that bitch for you, nigga.
Hey, man. So.
All right, nigga. What? That shit was in Hutchins.
Shit.
A nigga told me, he was in like, school? Man, all you gotta do is find you a whole ass nigga and fire on that nigga. And then that let niggas know you're not
you ain't on the bullshit.
With,
yeah.
Right. Looking around the hallway like, nigga, where this nigga at? I just came from a Christian school. I was the hoodest nigga in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Chose the wrong bitch ass nigga.
Nigga, we used to ask niggas, could we curse? Like, hey, do you mind if I curse real quick? Like it was a cigarette. Hey, you mad if I have a swear word real quick? Open the window. All right, yeah, cool. Look,
you got a cuss. I need a cuss.
So, nigga, I found this little nigga. I'm like, man, look at this old ass nigga in these glasses.
Lost.
Then I read about that nigga. I was like, crack. And that nigga, he made a sound. That nigga said, mmm. I was like, oh, shit. Like, and it was like that nigga had been waiting to fight. I wasn't even ready to fight like that. I was wanted to find a nigga. Everybody see it. That nigga was ready for battle. I'm like, oh, nigga, about to throw
the
them
fact
fans.
That you went with a plan and still lost is crazy.
Yeah, bro. I was a nice kid, man. I ain't had no business doing that shit. I had to learn, bro.
You ain't like wrestle with cousins growing up. Nothing just to get the little
nigga,
mechanics down.
Nigga, they wasn't. Nigga, these niggas were stealing cars.
Oh, you fought.
Nigga, it was a real school.
You fought
nigga.
Some varsity fighters.
Nigga, look, nigga, the fighter, because I want to fight a nigga. I fought at this school twice. Lost one. I was 1-1 in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ran up on me in the gym. I'm getting my bad. Nigga tried to rush me, and he tried to, like, scoop me. But it was like, nigga, I was turned around. Like, nigga, why would you even try to scoop my ass? Nigga tried to scoop my ass.
So you thought you were safe.
So I turned around, and me turning around, you know how a nigga got to pick a side where his head, you know. Like, nigga tried to scoop you on the side. A nigga got to pick a side where his head go. So I turned on that nigga. He ain't had no helmet on. So I turned on that nigga. And I saw, you know, like my jeans rode his ear. You know what I'm saying? So I was like behind a nigga like that. So I had just a clear view. And you know how most niggas, they want to hit a nigga back. But I had the nigga head right
So you was going dumb.
And I was like, I was about to hit the nigga back. And then at the last second, I saw the nigga head. And I was like, bam! And just him being down there, that damn near knocked him down. Bam! He tried to get up. But while the nigga getting up, he need his hands. Right, guess what's open, nigga? That face, nigga. Shout, you know what I'm saying? It feels good. Go, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I knew I was beating his ass, and I knew everybody saw it. And this was a redemption. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it feels good. And then, nigga, they called my mama up there. She's like, you won this one? I'm like, yeah. She's like, cool. I'll take you home for you to get jumped. Because I was like, I don't want to get jumped. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because this how they coming. Right. I held off one. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how that shit finna be. So she took me to Dairy Queen. She was calling her friends like, yeah, some little nigga ran up on Chris. He beat his ass. Though. I was like... It was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Made her proud, nigga.
By not losing,
nigga. Yeah, the first one, I was like, man, it was like 8-9 of them niggas. They was all in the hallway. I'm like, man, I'm here by myself. I'm from Brightmo. I'm the only nigga up here from Brightmo. She like, man, I already know how it is, but she didn't know it's 101. She didn't know that nigga came prepared to play, nigga.
So here's the crazy
thing. That nigga with my ass, like he was Samuel Jackson, some shit.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, huh? Huh? You fucking with a sixth grader, huh? It's all good though, nigga. If you ain't never took no L's as a kid, bro, you ain't gonna be no real nigga, man.
Hey, let's keep it a buck. Y'all take a few of them,
nigga. For real, nigga.
Couple whoopings, you don't take.
I remember,
G's.
Nigga, my dad scrapped a nigga in Brightmoor. I was, you know how you, cause like, you ever seen your dad scrap?
No.
See, that's some shit. Cause all the shit they talk, I'm like, nigga, you better beat this nigga ass, fam. Like, here we go, finally. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, my nigga was holding his own, and then you know, I could tell that he thought them first couple blows was gonna really take care of the nigga, and then it turned to a tussle.
Bam, got lazy.
Cause yeah, cause I feel like the first couple blows let you know what you in for. Oh, for you know sure. What I'm saying? That's and if you can land them first ones, then now you ready straight. To
you're
do something.
You're your rhythm,
yeah. Especially if the nigga bigger than you, was like, all right, I at least need you dizzy, nigga. You ain't gonna just, you know what I'm saying? Hit me with a full head of steam. So nigga, they get to tussling, and then I saw that it was getting rough. So I let the dog out.
I was gonna ask, how far away were you?
I was like, from nigga, this? I was like 13. You know what I'm saying?
So like, were they like in the street? You on a porch?
No, matter of fact, I was going to ninth grade. It was the summer after eighth grade.
Okay.
So I don't know how old that is. Maybe
depending 13. On when your birthday is, yeah. Yeah, 13, 14, yeah.
Nigga, I was trying to fuck bitches. I know that, but it was not working.
Oh, not at all at 13.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, man, nigga, all
right. Right on time.
Nigga, these hoes ain't feeling me. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, open the door, nigga, let the Rottweiler out, nigga. Rottweiler chewed that nigga up. So now me and my dad got a story about how we fucked the nigga up. Because I let the dog out on that nigga.
Yeah, you got on your dad's good side.
Yeah, and then the nigga slammed his bike. He was trying to get away. He tried to run. He
like
ran
a pedal
to his bike.
Or a motorcycle bike?
His nigga, if the nigga could slam my motorcycle, he's probably going to beat the shit out of my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas get a little upset after they lose. He gathered some strength after the L. I had to make sure.
Nigga, my dad was fighting Thor.
Then, no, dad fought a nigga who put him on a pedal bike, though.
He slammed a 10-speed on top of our dog. And so now our dog hate bikes. Well, now he dead, but after that, he hated bikes. That nigga hated bikes. Nigga, he'll fuck your bike up. Like, nigga,
the dog had PTSD.
And nigga, whatever that means, nigga, it was a huffy. I don't know if that means.
That nigga hated them huffy.
Bro,
I don't know what kind of PTSD bike you talking about.
Dog, listen. All right, listen, man. CP also graduated from Michigan State. Go fucking green, man.
Yeah, man.
So I said this on the last episode or the episode before. Yeah, I don't know, did. But yeah, for the most part. Oh, okay.
Reek's still a paid assassin, though.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Reek is definitely still. Hey, fuck, wait, no, wait, man. Nigga, because man, we got
so crazy.
How long was you at MSU?
6 years.
So you pulled a me, or I pulled a you?
Yeah, we pulled a us.
And your degree is in
telecommunications, digital media arts.
So you still kind of in that world right now?
Yeah, man.
So like, wait, you was what?
DMAC.
Yeah, none of us saw that.
Crazy.
Yeah. Commerce?
Commerce.
That's all
yeah.
we know.
So y'all don't, they didn't split it up for y'all, and y'all didn't have like the DMAT labs where they had like.
Are the labs called DMAT? Zach Reek? No? Armani? DMAT labs? Yeah, no.
Damn, nigga. So look, when I was there, when I was going out, they was just bringing in like the motion capture video game studios.
When was the last time you was been on campus?
It's been a minute, bro. I ain't got no reason
CP,
to
CP, you touch campus now, it's going to be like, where the fuck am I?
For real?
Bro, they're turning roundabouts the Hubbard, the little roundabout shit, like going around Hubbard, they cut all that shit off. It's a parking lot in front of Fee, and Conrad is a full-blown parking lot. It's like it's a stop sign and a traffic light, bro. Ain't no just. The bus
so
stop ain't.
Coming up Hagedorn is just.
Yeah, turn left on. Yeah, you can't. Like, if you turn into Hubbard, you at Hubbard. You're not going to Fee. You stuck. Man, you got to go all the way around. Bro, shit crazy. Like,
what's in Fee now?
Fee is still the same shit. It's still Fee studying like, dead bodies.
Yeah, dead bodies.
Yeah, they still on the same shit. Nobody lives in Fee. It's still doc. It's still all that shit.
That's like a cold ass bar you put in the rap. Yeah. I put a nigga in Fee. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Nigga fuck with me. Put a nigga in Fee. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's going to go over some of y'all's heads, yeah, man. That's some Fee. Yeah, that's MSU
put
shit.
Nigga in Fee.
Yeah, MSU is completely different. It don't look the same. Stadium, they got pictures, grab. Listen, I just graduated 3 years ago and shit looked different to me.
That's crazy.
So you go back, you be like, well, where the fuck am I? Yeah, so MSU ain't the same number. You did 6 years. That's kind of in and out. Mm-hmm. I know niggas who did a longer bid than that.
You know what happened, man? I came in as a veterinary science, right?
Okay.
I wanted to be a zoologist.
Zoologist, but yeah.
Ooh. it's only two O's.
So that's ooh. That's ooh, not O.
That's right, but it's Zo. And then where the theology coming from?
I thought
from?
You were smart. So then what, Christian faith.
Basically, what you're saying is zoology is actually the word that you want to put in it. You're actually saying
Are you
zoology.
Arguing with me or the dictionary?
I'm arguing with whoever.
You gotta be the fuck.
Anyway, zoology, splitting the O's.
You gotta be the only nigga in the world saying zoology.
No, me, all Australian niggas. Say like all the dope ass Australian niggas is the zoologist you want to be.
Touche.
Nigga, that's all. Because they got all the animals, nigga. They got the real shit. Nigga, we was all down
all
there.
All the animals.
We was down there by the fucking. So, first of all, I got there in 2001.
Shit.
Don't do that, bro. For real, dog. For real, nigga.
There's a couple of niggas who don't remember 2001 in
nigga,
here.
Nigga, 2001 was crazy. I was there when 9/11 happened.
You was in college?
Nigga. Yes, nigga. I was in college, nigga.
Bro, what
nigga,
the
I
fuck?
Woke up, nigga, and I looked under. Cause my roommate had he was fucking this fat bitch. He was white. She was white. They matched. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they matched. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like my roommate fucking white bitch. It was like my white roommate had a bitch, and she was white. Yeah, cause it was white bitch.
Hey, bro. Cause Lowe's got some crazy stories of his roommate fucking off too. He had an Asian roommate.
Oh man.
Was Asian niggas like? Was y'all around Asian niggas?
They was just fresh as fuck. Like, you would see them on campus, like, with all that. Steel. All Asian that little homemade niggas. Gucci. They be in their dorm room making that shit, like.
Bro, they be going crazy. Well, see, but here's the crazy part.
Gucci too.
You either got crispy-ass Asians or bum-ass Asians. There's no in-between.
Yeah.
You either got a bitch in Louis Vuitton or, like, a bitch in Hello Kitty.
They can make the outfit, like, magic. Like Dragon Ball Z.
And niggas be throwing that bitch in the ground.
Like, and that bitch be, come on.
Kamehameha, boom.
But, yeah, they have all kind of shit, bro.
And they did the same
thing. I remember my homeboy said he was dating this this Asian girl, and he said he went in the kitchen and her mama had a fresh pair of Timberlands in the oven. She's like, I just made these. That was all.
The niggas staying fresh though.
That's what I'm saying. It's either the super crispy bitch or the super bummy Asian. There's no in between.
Yeah.
Because
they
the ones who brought Montclair and Canada Goose to campus.
When they be fresh, they be looking like anime. That shit be
Let's
sweet
be clear,
as
bro. Asian.
I mean, y'all niggas look sweet.
Asian was the first niggas in the Canada Goose.
Oh, three.
Canada Geese? Canada Gooses? What you say?
Yeah, Canada Goose. Yeah.
But if it's plural Canada.
Right, but for you, it'd be Go-O-C.
No, that's just for you, nigga. Goosey. I'm saying goose.
A goosey.
You're a zoology, nigga.
It's a goosey. Shout out to them gooses. That's a nice little goosey. Oh, man.
Hey, so before you graduated, was comedy on the radar?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. I was doing like, I used to host shit on campus. So that's where I got like my
juice.
But
you did Advantage.
Yeah,
you did one on the street. All that shit.
I used to host Advantage.
I used to look up all that shit. Me too, see?
And so, us. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, Tim City too.
Yep.
Yeah, Tim was that nigga. And so like, that's crazy. I heard about Tim before he even got on because of the Advantage and CJ and ET and all of that.
Yep.
So like, yeah, just doing that was really getting my jitters out about performing in front of
absolutely.
Audiences. And so after that, when I graduated, I started working at Global Hue. I was, you know, making commercials.
Okay.
You
know, yeah, because that's what we talk about on the way here, the ad marketing type shit. Yeah.
And that just taught me a lot about the game and about media in general, like who to speak to. And,
absolutely. And how to do it.
Yeah, and how to do it. And
you know, when to do
what's going to resonate. Nigga, they got real research. And I was
talking about
a bunch
shit.
Of noobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what pulled me in. Sean Singletary from AB.
Okay.
Pulled
me into
that.
Yep.
So, like, we was in that bitch. Preston Bird from ET.
Okay.
It was like hella noobs in there. But anyway.
Shout out to the noobs one time anyway.
Yeah,
since it's been quoted.
Shout
yeah, man.
Noobs,
yeah,
man.
Yo.
There's a lot of noobs in here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the achievement really don't stop. So, before graduating, you didn't plan on doing comedy.
I always wanted to. Brian, I ain't gonna hold you up, man. It's like my dream. You feel me?
It was, or
yeah.
Okay.
Man, since I was like 9 years old, see,
but niggas fed you that. Got to go to college. Got to get a degree. Get
it's
a job.
Just right,
shit.
Because they love me. You know what I'm saying? So I was just talking to my nigga pulling up to this bitch about that, and it's like, bro, you gotta understand, man. Like, you know, my family they ain't believing this shit. That's why you say like your pops understand that. For a lot of niggas in the city, bro, nigga, and not even trying to be funny, but nigga, like I sat on the cross for these niggas.
Yeah.
Like nigga, I showed everybody what you could do, and niggas parents was like, oh well then maybe all right nigga, but nigga I had to go through it. They was like, nigga, you got a kid.
Yeah,
you
yeah. And how old is your oldest? How old
nigga,
is your oldest?
My oldest is seven.
Seven this year or eight this year?
She'll be eight this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you got two daughters.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. She eight in earth years, but then you gotta count that pregnant time.
Right.
Pop that
right. That's as far as you go. Right.
And then before that, it was just, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all out of love, though. Niggas be like, man, I'm going to hold that grudge. Sometimes I used to use that as fuel, but at the same time, it's like, bro, people just want to see you with the best probability of winning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Not to really shit on what you're doing.
It's like, nigga, right, like, go to college, bro. That way, no matter what, you straight.
You straight.
So that I can rest at night knowing that I raised you enough to know that you're going to be good out here. I think that's what it's about.
As a parent, you see it from a different angle.
And is that how you feel about your kids now?
Yeah, man. But you know what, though? I'm not going to force college on them.
Because that's what I was going to say. I told Lex not too long ago, my goal is to get to a point where college is a choice for my kids.
I mean, like, you know, I think that, you know, my girls, man, like, they love this lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
this.
Yeah, okay. Like, you know.
And they pretty much been in it their whole lives.
Yeah. Well, nah.
Because your youngest is how old?
My youngest is 4. She's about to turn 5. But we just moved to Hollywood when I got Worldstar. That was when I got enough money to move my family. You understand? That's when the bad became like.
I feel like you've been out there longer than that.
Because I have. But I've been back and forth.
Yeah. Right.
My family had to be here, bro. Right? You can't. Look, man, I'm not about to make them struggle.
Absolutely.
Because it's my shit.
What am I talking to niggas about all the time, dog?
Like, yeah, bro. Like, nigga, I was sleeping on niggas' couches. You know what I'm saying? Niggas who, you know, nigga, I put it like this, bro. I got out there and did this shit in record time.
So paint the picture right now. Two daughters at home, eight and five this year.
Wife at home.
How long you been married?
9 years.
Oh, you in the game.
Yeah.
You in the game. None of y'all would have guessed 9 years, right?
Nobody
would have guessed 9 years.
I can't do a year. So
I've been married going on 3 years this year. My son would be 6, my daughter would be 4, I got one coming in June.
Okay.
So, that, what's it like living in Detroit, traveling to LA? Even when you got shows in Detroit, it's a late show. You got pregnant wife.
You know what?
Daughter.
My bad.
You know
I've been married for 8 years, going on 9 years.
Either way, you up there. You ain't gonna get in trouble for saying more.
Because the bitch I was fucking there, you're gonna be like, wait a minute, nigga, you just fucking me on this
and you had a point right there where we don't need no random shit in the timeline.
You was fucking me on the national.
Clarify it. Yep, you're right. Because right now, you reached the point where some shit hit the timeline.
Right.
Somebody can make your shit go crazy.
Man, what, bro? Everybody want. Man, I would talk about that. It's the juice of the story.
That comes with that shit.
So, MSU, college, you're doing marketing. At what point is like, fuck this, I'm going comedy full time?
All right, so when I first started working at Global Hue, I was like, kind of like in this program called Traffic. Traffic is like, I'm basically like a glorified human email. Right?
How old were you?
24.
Okay.
So what I would do was I would go to, you know, like the creative department, right? And they would have like a printout of the new Walmart ad, right? And they would say, this is what we changed. We made the eyes lower, we made this and that.
Right.
We put two more people in the background, and then we made it like, you know, just
for the
ad for it to be more warmer. All right, cool. I go to the next person who has to sign off on it. They're like, what's different? I'm like, well, the eyes is different. And they said, why would they do that?
I'm a human even.
Right, but what that did, though, is I had to take that to everybody in the whole company.
Right.
I learned everybody's job, everybody function, everybody. So after you work traffic in 1 year and then you get drafted by a department who wants to bring you in as now their coordinator. My plan was to get drafted by the creative, but it wasn't my time.
Hold on.
And y'all can't see that, but one of his fish just jumped out the tank and knocked over a Henny bottle. That was just crazy. This nigga got this drunk ass fish.
Hold on.
We will be right back. After this nigga got some big ass
pasta. No, I mean, like, hold on for it. The best part about a podcast
about
is
to eat.
Shit,
that's what I'm saying. He said, "Let us know when we almost done, so we can put the fish in the grease."
Eat good.
So he put the fish in the grease, nigga. Hell yeah. Nigga, that's
First of all, did you request oxtails last night?
No, what I said was lamb chops. So he's like, "That ain't soulful." I said, "Well, oxtails are soulful." He was like, "Oh, they got good. Let's block those up. All my shirts is beaters." So we ended up. That's how I got locked in.
All right, man. Hold on. Wait for my go. Zach, y'all on?
Yeah, we good.
Okay, man. Everybody straight? Y'all got to pee or something? Y'all good? Everybody got
repeat? Damn, I wanted them bitches.
His pants?
No,
rookies.
I ain't wake up in time. I don't go to no store. If I don't get on the app, nigga.
I used to do that shit years
ago. Yo, so we all grew up the same way. Mm-hmm. We kind of fed that go to college. So, if all us feel you got a degree.
And that's the thing, though. It's like, That's, you know, and that ain't even wrong. Look at what they was taught. That wasn't wrong. Niggas wasn't out there entrepreneuring like that.
I mean, they were still coming out of not being able to make it.
Yeah.
And our parents and grandparents' mind, they're still in. Like, when I think about the fact that my grandma was alive when women being allowed to vote became legal,
yeah,
that shit, you know what I'm saying, fucks me up a little bit. Because it's like,
yeah, some of our grandparents, oh,
they saw a lot of the changes.
Yeah, one of my homies, his grandma is like so old that like she was like a slave. Like, she be running away.
And I was about to ask, but she's still alive. How you deal with this shit all the time? Is regular conversation just...
I had to learn to just...
So you can have a regular conversation and you drop some bullshit in the middle of the conversation?
You get used to it.
We was over there spending the night one time.
He got right back to
it. We walked to the store, and she insists on walking to the store at night. She had a big-ass lamp. Walking to the store. We like, we can just walk. It's a street light. She had a big-ass lamp. Like, come on. And then somebody, a dog, and stuff, right? She's like, ooh, they go to the hound. I'm like, man, dog, this is kind of...
Did you call it a hound?
The hound, man.
Bro.
And she run away. She be all the way to Southfield. Like, you know, I'd be like, she man, be all you ain't free because you have to start.
Niggas don't want to go to the star. Bro, you missed a lot.
The North Star.
Oh, that star. I thought you were like Southfield.
You got to go north.
Then you got
on Southfield, South Telegraph. Yeah, to get to the star. Nigga, the North Star. That's what they follow, bro. She always had to go to the star. She was in there watching Soul Food one time.
Bro, as much as I say I hate niggas, I ain't never hated niggas more than right now.
Why, man?
I hate niggas, dog. All
play. Niggas.
Up and down the street all day playing.
Nah, niggas don't play, man.
Niggas just fucking.
Not outside. Niggas be playing on the game.
That's true, too. You ain't got no sons, though, so you ain't got to worry about that at least.
My daughter, my daughter loves playing Fortnite.
Because you're a video game head, though.
Nigga, I'm about to be a pro gamer this year.
You got some bullshit.
Oh, no.
I got some shit.
What game you play? So you call it Fortnite?
Fortnite.
Yeah, but I'm playing like 7 games right now. I'm not even code at Fortnite no more. Like, it's even about that. It's about the fact that I'm a comedian, and I want to be the comedian in the gaming space.
Okay.
So, like, you know, when they have, like, those gaming awards, they got to go to a nigga that's not in the... Oh, I have a plan.
You some Drake shit. Just be up in middle night with Carl Anthony Towns playing Ben Simmons. Like, oh, you just got the Hawks tomorrow.
Who's Carl Anthony Towns?
What you call him, Cat?
With him playing? What you mean?
Nigga, bro, one night...
Carl... I thought you were saying, like, playing an album like Carl Thomas. Oh, what the fuck is he talking about? How can I be so damn demanding?
Where's playing Carl Thomas on real here, though. We sung All Wish down 696.
And I don't. And you. Ain't that him? Or is that somebody else?
That's
Carl
Thomas. Yeah,
that's emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all
fucked
that out, man.
Yeah, emotional, boy. I feel him, like, bitch, you gotta be going through some shit. Anyway.
Speaking of emotions, man, what's the work-life balance like?
It's hard, man. I'm gonna tell you, because I don't handle 9 to 5. So, like, sometimes it's like your woman just gonna be your woman.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
And they know what's going on, though.
Yeah.
And it's just gonna be your woman.
It don't matter, man. I could be like, oh, I just made $500,000.
She's like, you got home at 3 a.m.
But now, I ain't gotta go to work. I got that. So now it's like, all right, well, now I'm just chilling and I'm playing the game. And then she's like, how you doing? Get on the game.
But you're gonna have to know.
But a nigga would have to work 10 years to get what we just got.
And
you worry about, yo, all you do is, another Fortnite. Every time they play, they should beat me.
That's crazy.
It's like, nigga, it never stops.
No matter what.
Nigga, please. Yes. You can bring home, nigga, you can drag the bag in. Let that be held, the bag so big. I got to bring this big ass bag in. It's like, all right, for sure. Why are you yelling?
Take your shoes off.
Why are you yelling?
Bro, so
did you eat? I cooked. You get on my nerve. Let me just eat this bag.
So I might as well
chalk it the fuck up.
Yeah. So,
because I'm gonna tell you, all that music is about complaining about something. Every show they watch is like, first of all, I'm gonna tell you why Stevie J ain't shit. They be out like, he really ain't. And then they wait on you to do something that even resembles that.
What's crazy?
And they be like, oh, I ain't the bitch for that. And then, bro, you go into some whole shit, bro. It's like a trap.
So what do you do? Just be like, okay, just go to sleep. Nigga, just crack a joke and just she calm down a little bit.
Another PlayStation. Look, I swear to God, bro, I tried to sneak that bitch in, but I fucked around and I left the box. What I did was I bought that bitch and I unwrapped it in the car and put that bitch in my backpack. Cause nigga, when you married, bro, you can't just spend no money.
Bro, you ain't gotta tell me, bro. Dude, I be telling y'all niggas that this shit, bro.
Nigga, I'm like, baby, but I'm about to bag, right? But why you just buying unnecessary? I'm like, cause I got the bag. So, send that bitch to the crib.
she don't even realize that it's one upstairs and one downstairs. She's not even thinking. She's just like, oh, you brought it down here. Oh, you brought it up here. That was quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so she left her jacket in my car.
You left your box.
I nigga, I forgot to throw the box away.
Nigga, what?
Nigga, I know, I know.
What?
I know. Everybody, shame on me. Nigga, and so then I was like, oh, babe, I go get it. And then it turned
cool into, turned that's into, suspicious.
Huh? Why you didn't go get it?
And I'm like, oh, you can go. So then
this is automatic L.
She came in, and she didn't even say nothing. She had cold peas. She didn't even say nothing. I had to eat it. But while I was like,
That's the like, sound a nigga made at Hutchins, too.
Like, babe, you want something to eat? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to be super nice. Trying to be cool, be cool. And then it kind of like mulled over 2-3 days. I'm like, cool, she cool. I'm my bad.
Oh, me,
playing upstairs, playing downstairs. Big, PlayStation, come on, big, right? Fuck around, took a controller downstairs from upstairs. And I'm downstairs, I turned that bitch on, but the one upstairs came on. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, your shit was still synced with the wrong PlayStation.
Right, so you know what the fuck. So then she's like, did you turn the PlayStation on? And then I'm like, oh shit, my bad.
So that's how you got busted.
And then she was like, oh, it's like, and when did you get another one? I saw the box. And I was like, oh, you know what? They're giving the bitches away.
You gotta say it's a gift from
you. You gotta say some dumb shit. No, what happened was I did I helped this bum out, but then the bum was Bruce Almighty. And I didn't even know that. And that nigga granted me a wish. And I was like, I really want another PlayStation. This is my downstairs area. And that nigga had one in a bag because he knew that I was coming because that nigga Bruce Almighty. And then I was like, man, I should have. And then he poofed out, man, I should have asked for some money. All I got was
your own wish and your quick place.
So I just took it. I just wanted to just keep it because it's a blessing.
Dog, bro. All right, hold on. Because we at an age where you might not, or you might know a little bit, but we at an age where a lot of our peers are relocating from Detroit to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Detroit. A few niggas can make it out to L.A., but you really got to be on track, obviously. A couple niggas slide to New York and then come back. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hit Chicago every now and then. You move to L.A. from the city. Wintertime, spring, we get all four seasons, bitch. You went to L.A., it's a whole new life. Mm-hmm. And then you take the wife and kids. Mm-hmm. What's that like? Mm-hmm. Was she with it off first? Like, when you first came home, like, baby, we moving to Cali. Was she with it?
Yeah, because she was sick of... So what happened was, okay, so we had an apartment, right? And so I'm spending time in LA and I'm back and forth, right? She had the apartment with, she pregnant, and then she got my
oldest. Right.
But I'm on Empire.
Right.
And Empire was doing, it's like the number one show in the country.
Yep.
And our neighbors, who ghetto as fuck, who we'll never even talk to, they like, hey man, what did we see you on Empire? So now we kinda like scared.
Like, man, shit, it's gotta get different.
We wouldn't have no bag like that. Somebody busting this bitch.
It's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just out here in Southfield, and I'm in LA. You know what I'm saying?
And somebody, they here.
Right. So right. I moved her in with her parents while I was in LA.
Was they in the city, Southfield, too? Or they in the
suburbs?
They're
way out.
Okay.
But you gotta understand that what that does is that puts a microscope on what our situation
absolutely
is. So now it's like, oh, okay, so he out in LA trying to make
right
it. And you
so y'all dealt with all of that?
Yeah, because you there is no better explanation than, yeah, I'm in LA trying to make it. Yeah. Right? But
everybody else
don't know that, you know, the type of nigga I am. It's like, I'm not just in LA. Like, I'm out here like, nigga, I took over LA like I did Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, to the point where it's like now, and no disrespect, like, it's a lot of niggas taking over LA, right? But it's like I'm one of them niggas.
Yeah, you
like know. I'm a headliner in LA. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got
on a regular night.
I was out there. Listen to me. I was out there for a very short period of time, and was one of the first five niggas on Def Jam. That
that bitch.
I wasn't out there for that long. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's like. The plan was always to get the bag and bring them up. And so I had a couple of shows. I had sold shows, you know, but selling shows. That's
shit
like,
that you've written and
ideas,
that kind of stuff.
But okay. I'm so dope at pitching because I worked in advertising.
Right. So, you know, the
sweet spot. And I didn't even tell y'all the story. Long story of it. Worked for that company. I'm going to come back to this shit. But I worked for that company. They pulled me into the Walmart team.
Right.
They drafted me to the Walmart team. If you don't get picked, then you fired.
So shit.
So you work a year in this human email.
on some G League shit.
You get picked
right
in this year, then you get fired. End of the year, I had like four offers from departments. Walmart seemed like the most sustainable out of the ones that was available, but I wanted creative.
Right.
But I was also a hothead. Like, I used to go in meetings and just blurt out creative because I wanted to be that so bad. I wanted to be a writer. So one day, Obama had just got elected.
08, 07.
08.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Right.
He got inaugurated at 09.
At the top of 09. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
So, it was right before Christmas. They're looking for the Christmas spot. Everything was about hope, change, whatever. But people knew that we were still in the middle of the recession.
Absolutely.
Remember, Barack came in. Niggas say Barack ain't do shit. Well, Barack came in, yep, and gave niggas a stimulus, yep, off bail.
Yep.
Nigga, Brock came in, yep, like, Uncle Brock, here, hold 1,200.
Unemployment rate.
You left that, hold 1,250.
Unemployment rate shot down.
He was like, thanks, huh? You, yep, know what I'm saying? Everybody caught the gram, like, I don't be something crazy with it. Anyway, but all that did, you know what I'm saying? Like, all, it was like a feeling at that time. Christmas coming up, everybody broke. How can you make a happy commercial?
Right. About, and it's for Walmart.
Right. They went like 10 rounds. Our creative was missing. Because it's like, this is too joyful, because it ain't.
It's not like, you know, everybody
this
else.
Gonna be a tough one, but it has to be the right thing. I took the brief home and wrote three commercials over the weekend. Came back, pitched them to the creative director who was new there.
All three of them?
Yeah, she was new. So she didn't know my reputation of blurting out shit.
Right.
I got a chance with a fresh start with somebody. Like, hey, I got some ideas, can I run
them by you? So she wasn't gonna say no off bid.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got some ideas, can I run them by you? You know, to the point where motherfuckers walking by like, what is Chris doing in their office?
Yeah.
Because I was on it. That's how.
And everybody else knows that you've been on some bullshit.
That's how bad I wanted it though.
Right.
Because I had a job to do, but I'm over there bothering them trying to get it creative. So she like, yeah, I hear him out. Told her to her. One of my I had wrote a song for it.
Oh, she was like, Jamie Foxx shit.
Fuck it. Yeah, you gotta do
3,000.
She was like, that's dope. I fuck with it. I'm like, I bet. She's like, can you pitch him tomorrow? I'm like,
all three of them.
Yeah, no, one.
Okay.
One that she fucked with. So I would get in line with the creative and I pitch with them. Like, when they get done pitching their shit, I pitch my shit. Pitch my shit, Walmart bought it on the spot.
Right then and there,
it's like, it boosted up my career. Like, or like, now I'm not a coordinator anymore. Now I'm a writer. I got to get a corporate credit card. I got to get this big ass, but I had like 700 grand to spend to hire a director, fly to New York, do all that
all
shit.
For you.
All for me.
To do the jingle to shit, do the commercial ad, whatever.
Right, but it's not a jingle. It's a real Walmart commercial, so I'm writing the treatment.
Like a script.
Right, like a script.
Okay.
Like a hire
real
writing and
shit. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, and then that, once I did that, I was up for awards and everything.
Off a commercial.
Off a commercial.
On a credit, a written credit, because you weren't in the commercial.
Right.
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 Which is crazy because I wanted to talk about the difference between doing that and being on stage doing comedy. Is there one that you prefer? Is it like a...
Oh, I prefer on stage doing comedy.
No matter what.
I understand. I'm going to do this shit till I die. You understand that, like, nigga, I don't have to worry. Like, nigga, being a comedian, I only work on the weekends or do special events throughout the week.
Bro, that's that shit.
But listen to what I'm saying. Right. Then, on top of that, I will do this until, like, Dick Gregory, nigga.
Absolutely.
Until I die.
Absolutely.
Minimal work. Go up there telling stories, which is what I love
his
to do.
His shit be hilarious. Dick Gregory is hilarious. And niggas,
like,
don't know.
When you a comedian, bro, you already retired.
Low key.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but see, I'm also a writer. I'm also
right.
an actor. I'm a producer. So, like, all of that is work.
So,
nigga, comedy, what I do when I, you know what I'm saying, that's just a bag.
So, that's almost supplemental.
Yeah,
to
bro,
the fact that
nigga,
you can spend one day and write three commercials, go to work Sunday, and it's like, I need one, two,
nigga,
three.
Nigga, when I was writing commercials, bro, I was only making 40 grand a year. A year.
Okay.
And I was like,
before you started writing commercials?
No.
As that person, you were making 40 grand a year.
40 grand
okay.
a year. Before that, it was 32
okay.
a year. 40 grand a year to be a writer. That's it. No bonus for selling the commercial. That's 700.
Oh, wow. So when Walmart bought it on the spot, you didn't make no more money.
I made no more bread.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was like, oh.
See, I thought that was the bad spot when they bought it on the spot.
No, that's not the bad.
So you was damn near like a temp agency type shit.
No, not a temp agency. You just on paper.
And you just make a bunch of other motherfuckers' money while you just stuck to.
And so at that time, but see, understand, there's the prestige of my commercials on television, and I wrote that. As a creative, that's important. I just came
to you, right?
I just came from DMAT. I was, you know, I'm a nigga who was at Michigan State trying to make videos,
right?
You know, in
word on
my class,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I'm making commercials, and it's my commercial, so it's bigger than the bread.
So
right?
Now you living a dream.
Now the bread is tenfold.
Right.
Now, you know, everything I had to turn in because I quit that job.
So there's a moral victory before there's a financial increase noticeable, like, bruh, come on, family,
this never gonna get to the bad because it's never gonna feel like a bad if you gotta work for other motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
It's never gonna feel
say
like
it
a
twice
bad,
because that's what I'm on. Because
if you can't wake up and be like, I don't feel like doing that shit today. And like ain't shit gonna happen.
Yeah.
Or if you don't wake up and check your account because money didn't hit your account overnight, cause then you, it's never gonna feel like you got money.
Shit.
It's never gonna feel like you got
money. That's the goal, bro.
If you don't have a contract.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A contract. Understand, like nigga, these actors, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're not under contract, if they're not acting on social, nigga, they scared.
So speaking of contracting, I'm a sidebar for 2 seconds because you was in LA, you was on Empire. The Jussie stuff is going on right now. Did you text niggas when shit first popped off? Like, what's going on? Are y'all tight? When you was on Empire,
nah,
was
man,
you did you connect
why,
with certain
why,
niggas
that's
or?
Why, that's why. Let me break it down to you like this. Quit Empire.
Okay. Okay.
Nigga, like I flat out quit Empire.
Fox
come back,
and Lee Daniels and just
yeah.
They
asked
no.
me to come back. I told my agent to tell them that I was busy, that I didn't want to do it, and they had to do whatever they had to do to take
Absolutely.
Us out of the story or whatever. When you get around, it's like you could be the coolest nigga in the world, right? You go to a motherfucking Yu-Gi-Oh tournament, and you in a room at Cobo Hall full of 500 lame ass niggas. You the lame.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they
them
niggas.
You the lame.
They
the niggas. Because they them niggas. There's a pecking order. Because
you don't know what's going on.
Right. For me, man, the first time in my career, it was too much diva-ish. I was not that kind of
at nigga. Empire.
Yeah.
At the Fox.
It just like, you know, the way them niggas was acting, man, I just didn't fuck with them niggas. The coolest nigga on the set was Taraji.
That's my nigga.
Everybody too. Else, bro, I couldn't fuck with him. And that's just the guy's
I love Taraji.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, it was hard to be there. And they started doing little fuck shit. Like, you know, it'd be like, CP, we want you to come be in this episode. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm in LA handling the business. Y'all gotta let me know at least a week in advance.
Right.
They'll call me the morning up. Can you get here?
Like, you just on some steel.
I'm like,
trying
I'm
to get
not,
on shit.
I'm not in Chicago. Y'all know that. All right, well, we can hold it till 5 o'clock. Can you get here by 5? All right, cool. Let me hop on the flight. I didn't cop the flight. I get to the airport. They're like, never mind. We shot it. We don't need you.
Wow. Oh,
I'm
shit.
Like, nigga, yeah, bro.
Wow.
It's like, nigga, yeah.
Shit.
Nigga, that's Hollywood, bro, because I wasn't the principal nigga.
Show.
Yep, exactly.
But in somewhere else's world, you were a principal nigga.
Exactly. I was a priority other places.
Right.
And see, what they not used to is a nigga going out. Like, nigga, they want you to get that little Empire check. And then they went
and sit tight
and go host parties and be like, oh, I'm on Empire. No, nigga, I got the Empire check and I didn't wasn't even telling people. Nigga, I was pitching shows. I was leaving. Because
you did sneak on to Empire. Niggas in the city was like, yo, see,
yeah,
on Empire type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I just auditioned.
Yeah, that was some
random
shit.
Popped up on
audition. Not for us, it was like, hell yeah, like we went crazy shot because we knew
right.
You was on track. But it's like, hey, nigga, one of ours is Empire.
Right.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
And at the time, Empire was going crazy.
For my path, and this is a lesson, nigga. Sometimes that shit be too good to be true. For my path, that Empire shit was just a distraction. Understand that at that time, I was a radio personality in the D. I was on 107.5.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was, you know what I'm saying, hosting summer jams and all of that shit. Empire, I had to move to Chicago immediately. And then from Chicago, I was in L.A.
So you were living in Chicago.
Yeah, I had to live there for the first season, like 4 months.
Okay. Oh shit!
And you know what I'm saying? So I left my wife and kids right then.
Yeah.
Got that shit at the drop of a hat. It was
yo, cool. What is that conversation like where you get a call and you got to look at your wife because she see your phone ring, and she hears your end. What's it like when you got to turn over and be like, yo, baby, this is what they just said. This is what's
got
to happen.
But you got to understand, bro. When you got these kind of situations, you know, sometimes man, you need some shit on your end. To be dirty so that you can see how your wife react to how down she is. And then when you
Absolutely.
See that make you respect her more. And then sometimes it's not even intentional, but a lot of times we just don't have the situations happen in our life that make us respect each other like that.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it was like, you know, I didn't feel no way about it because it's like, I told you that I was going to be famous. And when and when you was pregnant, and you know, and you believed in me, and so every time they called me, said I gotta go out of town, I'm like, man, I'm about to get a bag. Look at what we're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Boom.
And she like, you know, fuck, I don't want you to go. We just watch a Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Because at the same time, your girl is still gonna be your girl,
exactly.
Like you said. But
when I was in LA, I would fly her out sometimes and we would kick it, you know what I'm saying? She would
see. Are you paying for that or are you having other people like, yo, send my wife and my kid? I'm paying for that.
I'm paying for that, bro.
That's crazy.
You gotta pay for baby to come.
Nigga, I'm gonna tell you some real shit, bro. This is why niggas be getting divorced in Hollywood, right?
Because that story happens like clockwork.
This is how I go. Being famous is like having a VIP pass for one. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, they don't give a fuck who you married to. They'd be like, oh yeah, we got a ticket for you to the Grammys. Oh, can I bring my wife? No, we have one for you. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, fuck.
And a lot of niggas telling their wife you can't come.
And then they'd be like, do you not want to go or what? And I'd be like, all right, I'll go. Then you go, and then they sit you next to Ariana Grande.
Exactly. And now the blogs are saying, y'all
talking,
hate.
Killing, yeah. Bam.
Laughing. As soon as you got her laughing.
Picture took.
Yep.
Now it's like, you know, bam, y'all whatever. Together. Nigga see, like, nigga, it's so dirty, but when I say dirty, I mean dirty like broke. Like, nigga, everything is shiny up front, but behind the scenes, nigga, everybody,
it's all these
motherfuckers is like barely making it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these tickets, nigga, they not easy to come by, and they, you know, nigga, you ain't bringing your mama to the Grammys unless you nominated. You know, you know, it's like, you
I
feel me?
That shit,
like,
man.
It be, you know, it be shit like that. It's like, nigga, it's like a VIP pass for one. And when you a young nigga, Reek, and you sign that contract, nigga, and they like, nigga, we want to take you out to dinner. And they be like, oh, it's just players. And then you get there, and it's bad bitches, and then your girl back in the hotel, like, he'll be back. You know what I'm saying?
So it really like some love and cost of thing shit when my man was on an interview and he was like, I'm a free agent and his girl is at the crib, pissed, like, nigga, we go together and you and this bitch like,
nah, look, listen, Keith. They're gonna give you everything you need to destroy your life.
For sure.
Nobody's gonna rape you.
As soon as you get to Hollywood,
nigga, they're gonna give you everything you need. That bitch that you like, you get her Instagram, on her explore page, nigga, she gonna reach out to you.
You know what's crazy? When I first told my mom I was on this path, her biggest concern was like, Taryn, you get out here. And life is fast. The drugs, the women, the controversy, the headlines is fast, and I don't want you caught up in that. And I'm like, yo, I got you, my dad, my family, I'm in the church, I got a foundation. Then the older I get, the closer I get to shit, I'm posting shit, and people fucking with me, and I'm getting listeners in other countries and followers from other states. It's like, all right, damn, I kind of see. Then all this, we in this information age, shit is just like boom, 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 boom. God damn, a nigga can't go to the bathroom and be in passing by a chick and the camera snaps. It's like, look who we caught coming out the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know? That shit is like, that scares my wife, that scares my mom.
You gotta remind them, though, that, you know, life is short, man. And it's like, a lot of people die being nobody. And if you don't try to be something, dog, like...
You won't be anything.
Nigga, you don't owe nobody nothing, bro. So what you give them is really a gift. And what I mean by that is like, bro, it's like, dog, you know, your loyalty to your family and making sure that their well-being is solid and making sure that, you know, their future is lit. Like,
yeah,
nigga,
absolutely.
It's like, bro, the fact of the matter is deadbeat dads show you that, nigga, you ain't got to do shit.
Yeah.
And they out here having a good-ass time down in Bel Air.
Bro, that should be your fucking crazy. Life.
You ain't fucking lying.
You just have kids and be living their life.
Exactly.
Bro, I got about 2-3 episodes here, right? So, like, how the fuck?
Listen, it ain't like she owe you something for that. That's right. Not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, everybody needs to understand that everybody is people going through their shit. And it's like, dog, if you got a chance to make your life special, anybody who love you is not going to hold you back.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Bro,
right.
You got it, but that don't mean you out here fucking bitches. That just means that don't be scared to get into the industry because there's bitches there.
Right.
Like I said, they're going to give you everything you need. What is fast, meaning that, like, nigga, you probably would have never came in contact with cocaine for the next 7 years until you was at some party with somebody that you know.
Right.
Fast, meaning that, nigga, you finna come into it 3 times this week. What you going to do when you get offered into it twice? Are you going to say yes? 2 times this week, 5 times next week.
What do you say?
Nigga, I say, hell no. I ain't never fucked with that.
Weed, that's it.
Nigga, I didn't fuck with weed. I didn't,
But you did weed before you got to Kelly.
Of course, but I didn't fuck with Molly. Everybody. I didn't pop the Molly before.
What's that like?
Sweat.
Woo! It's
wait, on Wolf of Wall Street, what was he on? That was cool, wasn't
he? He was off Quaaludes.
Oh, okay.
See, my theory is, nigga.
Molly is cool, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Molly is cool.
No,
Molly, but like, that's some regular shit.
I say, if you go somewhere on a vacation and you having fun, nigga, I know for a fact, when I go out the country again, I'm gonna pop Molly.
Nigga, I know some crazy ass white boys, bro. that will put Molly in each other's drinks.
Nigga,
funny.
Yeah.
And all that happens is, bro, nigga, you have a motherfucking damn good time. Exactly. Everything is like the best. Like, if you was a Molly, you'd be like, yo, this art is crazy because I see.
Well, because my mom is watching and because women are watching. We can't say that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's
don't
the
don't
only thing.
No, I'm not saying
that. No, listen. Like, as a comedian, man, you know.
Oh! Say it.
You know, like weed and certain things, man, you know, they helped me to be a lot more introspective. And I just want to continue to be that. But I know that kids follow me and shit. But I mean, I do Reggie Bowl. Reggie Bowl's weed.
And that's crazy because, yep. and I got two things that we're going to get out of here because Chef Tommy, the best chef in, I would say the country, but I'm biased because that's my fucking
we
dad.
Can say that. No, we can say
but
that.
But it's a lot of niggas in this room.
We can say that.
You can smell the seasonings. But if you can see, like, it was no spots on the beater shirt.
This shit good, bro.
Niggas, bro, I promise to God on my kids, on my wife was one of the people who was like, I don't need everybody black and peas. Guess what I'm taking home tonight exclusively for my wife?
Black eyed fucking peas.
Yeah. She sent me the Tupperware when I left the crib. Like, don't even bring his dish home because I don't want that responsibility here. Make sure my shit come back.
That's real, because I don't give shit, man.
My dad literally said, my kids FaceTime before they go to bed because I live the wash life, y'all know. Oh, okay. Let me tell the story. We're going to get to that.
This nigga?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
This nigga?
My kids call me and say, good night, see you in the morning, love you.
You got a Whitney Houston shirt on, man. I'm like, this nigga on drugs.
Bro, I live the wash life, so I take the phone down because they want to see Granddad. My son is like, where you at? Because this shit familiar. We here on time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Granddad, I said, I want to come. I said, I'm going to bring back. He said, on the weekend? I said, I'm going to bring back on the weekend. Go downstairs, I'm taking out the Granddad. My dad tells my wife, I only made these black eyed peas for you. Y'all wouldn't get in black eyed peas tonight if my wife didn't ask for black eyed peas.
That's real.
My wife is also pregnant, so we got a different kind of cravings going on.
I only want no black eyed
peas. No, but listen, my wife don't need everybody. That's how good my daddy food is. I say all that to say.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, no. You gonna eat whatever's in that kitchen, I promise you will be willing to try it.
What you mean? Like, it's probably a lot of stuff in there. Like just he got probably like regular.
Man, my daddy said, regular, first of all, listeners, my dad said, let me know when y'all about to be done so I can put the fish in the grease.
Did you let him know?
We ain't about to be. Los just let him know.
Let him know.
We about to get him out here. Fish is getting his macaroni down there. His dressing in the oven. His chicken breast down there. His oxtails down there. We about to get in his cran. He was dicing up the cranberry sauce when I went down there. So we about to get it in. Listen, we about to get out of here. The wash life, first of all.
Can we not smoke again?
That's not happening. I want you to eat.
Yeah, I don't
want
to smoke again.
Snickle.
I do not want to smoke.
You treat this shit like you've been kidnapped, nigga, like on some.
But if we have to, then I will.
So listen, two things that we gonna get out of here. The wash life, first of all, is me.
Okay.
I'll be 27 this year. Okay. I got a wife and two kids, one on the way.
Bro, got a wife on the way?
Woo, you a bad nigga.
Could it be I stayed away too long?
Bro, relax to my wife. Listen to these bitches.
I'm just saying, nigga.
My ring be on them. My ring always on in the show. Like,
I lost my ring at a water park because my weight was fluctuating. And I knew, and my wife knew. We walked in with the ring, we walked out, that bitch was gone. I'm like, it's a Cartier Love Band. It's fucked up. Somebody found that bitch. It's some little kid, probably married. My shit. Could it be I stayed away too long?
We're going to talk about that shit when this shit cut off. So listen, the watch life is on a Friday night. If y'all want to see TG, when do y'all need to hit me up?
Fucking 3 p.m.
Morning.
Or that, yeah.
Nigga. I got a Google calendar that me and my wife share. Me and my wife have a shared Google calendar. Doctor's appointments, parent-teacher conferences, basketball games for my son, AKA meetings, Kappa meetings, like, where it's like, if a nigga hit me up, when Wolf called me yesterday, like, which I got a Wednesday, yeah, I got to put up the Google calendar. I got shit.
When
she
I
got
called
shit,
Monday,
got,
Monday night, Monday, Monday, it was only bro. Like, it was only
I'm
like.
No, but that's my wife.
Like, damn,
that's my wife. Bro, I tell my wife, I'm telling like, you're going to be the head of, like, my office because you the most. My wife's only person I'm going to do email folders.
Yo, you can say dream. Triple B and Miracle Dream. You be that.
Nigga.
That's how, bro, my shit's so washed, bro. Me and my wife laying in bed last night.
I don't like how you keep calling it washed. It's making me creep.
No, listen.
My life's so washed. I'm
listen,
like, what do you mean?
Like, we laying in bed last night. We laying in bed last night. She got class. She working on MSW. She graduated next spring. Shout out to my wife. Oops. She getting in bed. We chopping it up, catching up on the day. It's 10:50. I'm like, my eyelids. I'm getting sleep. She's like, oh, you gonna fall asleep on me? I'm looking at the clock. She's like, same time in bed every night. Like, 9:30, 10 o'clock. If I ain't got to move, I'm asleep. I don't even watch basketball no more, bro. I'm cutting the second game off of a doubleheader. I'm cutting it off.
Nigga, I had a 36-14 kill death ratio on Call of Duty this morning at 3 o'clock.
That's not happening. Your wife let you be up at 3 a.m?
What you mean?
My wife be ready to be like, first of all, my wife, I got 3 kids. I'll be 27 this year.
TG, let me tell you something, bro. I don't sleep. I can't.
Really?
Let me bring it down to you like this, right? If I travel the world, right, I got shows at night. If I go, if they call me to come to Japan right now,
absolutely.
And when over there, when it's daytime, it's nighttime, nigga, my sleep schedule, I'm on a world sleep schedule.
So your body is fucked up.
My body is.
So it ain't you though.
But it's like the anxiety from that.
So all right, let's talk about this anxiety because we're gonna have a lot to talk about when this shit cut off. Matter of fact, we're gonna skip the anxiety, real quick before we go. Lionel, Reggie Bo, All Def Comedy Roast Me. Comedy Central Detroiters, what is that like?
Man,
where's Reggie Bo right now? How do that happen?
So Reggie Bo, I got a meeting when I get back to LA.
With Reggie Bo?
Yeah, my plan is working. I just one day I just brought it back out.
You did?
And I'm like,
bro, out of nowhere.
Wait, hold on, pause. I gotta pause you again. I'm sorry. We gotta go back some more.
Okay.
This your last winner in the D.
Yeah.
You need chili cheese on the hot dog, on the fry, on the fucking napkin.
Yep.
Was that off the top of the head?
Off the top of the dome. Put me on.
Have you told anybody else that? Like, is that on record, video, audio, that off chili cheese on a napkin is freestyle?
Yeah.
So this is not an exclusive.
I mean, I guess it might be exclusive for me saying that, but shout out to a dude named Josh. It's a dude who filmed it.
Is that his Instagram name?
Yeah, dude.
The photographer?
Yeah. And so he's the one who filmed it and edited it, but... I mean, I had a plan. So what happened was everybody was doing these shit, so-and-so, so-and-so.
Niggas said that shit that niggas said.
But they weren't comedians.
I'm like, right,
these niggas not being funny at all, dog. Like, they need to make fun of their city.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you spoof the shit that...
we love the most.
Well, not that we love the most, but you need to roast yourself. By being a whole ass virgin, like what I was,
that was the thought process.
I was like a lion ass nigga, like your typical.
Oh yeah, Detroit yeah. This is my last one.
Every story,
yeah, we say that shit every year.
It was just like, you know, it's not the pretty shit though. Like I didn't see any other niggas try to do shit Detroit niggas say on Instagram. They'd be like, yo, give me a red O, take me to the stove. It's like, nigga, no, not the cool shit.
Yeah,
it needs to be the shit that we do that make us who we are.
Right.
So people understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what it's about. Like, niggas arguing with their grandma. Like, nigga, me and my mama smoked 2 blunts today. You understand? You know what I'm saying? My mama like, you smoked all the way up? Like, nah, I'm from Cali. Oh, yo, we ain't even...
Yo, mama, he's from Cali.
I mean, like, I came here from Cali.
Detroit weed ain't fucking with you. I need to smoke
2-3 of these blunts. Nah, just her shit. This shit y'all got.
It's straight?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but we ain't even smoke, so I don't smoke, but we ain't smoke. But I ain't smoke. But look, so... So,
We can cut that out.
So, nigga, I ended up, I was like, man, I want to do one, but I'm gonna just spoof the city. Like, you know, my uncle's legit over there. That's everything.
Bro.
And so,
hey, Murder Bears.
That shit became natural, dog. You remember Dex said that shit in the song, nigga.
Did he?
Yeah.
We the reason why
it's teddy bears around the city.
Oh, you teddy bears, okay, yeah. But not murder bears.
No, murder bears.
That's the same shit.
Yeah. That murder bear shit.
It's the same shit.
The chili cheese on a napkin went crazy.
Which I don't know why. I'm like, y'all love that like that?
Oh, nigga. Oh,
because it's like, niggas throw the chili cheese on anything.
Detroit Cap House is 2 seconds from Detroit Wood.
Oh, nigga. Oh, yeah.
We love it every night.
Nigga, Detroit Wood is delicious, nigga. See, Detroit Wood, this is like a deli style. Like,
close,
but I don't want to put it in the context with other Coney Islands.
No,
like,
no, because they still make you wait. They still make you wait.
But it's a staple, though.
Nigga, if you get that stir fry.
Bro, D1, the salad spot.
D1 is
solid, bro. Yeah.
Like, nigga, they got chickens on the side of that bitch.
Hey, bro, me and Kurt went there one night.
Let me get two light-skinned chickens.
CP, on my heart, I swear to God. Me, Kurt, Jalen went to D1 one night. We parked, we walked on the sidewalk, and we drunk, it's late. And I think I said, bro, is that a fucking chicken? In that little fence, there was a chicken with the head already cut off.
They said, how fresh?
The body was still standing against the wall.
Thinking about it.
I swear to
God. Man, chill. You don't know how mad you be. You get your head turned, and you just got to go to the chill.
Like, sit there until it's your turn. You couldn't wait till it's my turn to come out.
Lay this shit, man.
I swear to God, is that the fucking chicken? Is the head missing? Me, Kurt, Jalen, D1, I swear to God. So That shit is that crazy. There's a bracket right now. There's a March Madness bracket at Detroit. So yeah, so you got Lionel, you got Reggie Ball, you written. How's Detroit? How was that, brother?
That shit was amazing, man. Like working
security guard.
Yep.
So you wrote and acted, which not a lot of people do.
Right. I developed that character. Yeah. So Ned was somebody who I developed. Yeah. Basically, we all had a conversation about, you know, well, really how I got the role and the writer's job. They were done hiring writers.
For Detroiters.
I begged my agents to give me. I'm in L.A. They got a show called Detroiters. I'm like, yo, I just need a moment.
So the show was Detroiters before you got on there.
Yeah.
Was anybody else involved with the show a Detroit native?
Yeah, Tim and Sam are from Detroit.
Okay.
Like those two main guys. I got a meeting with them. I explained to them, look, I'm from Detroit. I am a comedian. I'm one of the best comedians from Detroit.
You already killed Detroit.
You're right. And I worked at an advertising agency. That's my background.
So you still using that?
Nigga. The show was about an advertising agency in Detroit. Yeah.
So your degree is not null and void yet.
I don't have an advertising degree. I just worked at an advertising agency because I had a degree, period.
So you really finessed the system all the way up.
Man, look, you have no idea.
Finessed the shit out of this bitch all the way up.
Not like in a bad way.
But yeah, you learned the system. That's all it is. You learned the system.
You pimp or die.
Yeah. To the fucking last day of your breath.
So, I fucking got the meeting, got in there. They loved what I was talking about. I told them stories. All of the stories I told them became episodes.
Every single one.
Yeah, but see,
and you get to go to sleep with that at the end of the night.
The way that you write, though, is like, I have my episodes to write. Because in TV, you do get a big-ass check for writing. And you get a check for being a writer. But you get to write. So then, the episodes get allocated. So we'll sit here and talk about a bunch of ideas. We all laugh. And then they'll be like, all right, Wolf, you write this one. Reek, you write this one. TG, you write this one. CP, you write this one. And then we all get like 40 G's a piece for writing one on top of our salary. And that's how we split it up. But we all wrote all of them. But yours, based on everything that we didn't gave you, all the jokes we gave you, you take that bitch home, we write it up, you add your own shit, that's your script.
Right.
And that's how we do it. So everything gets added into the pot. So I added a lot of Detroit shit into the pot.
And you was probably the freshest nigga from Detroit too.
What you mean?
You the youngest nigga out of you, Tim and Sam?
Yeah, so you got the most recent Detroit shit. But I really brought that hood perspective. You know what I'm saying? Just they needed somebody to be that voice. Ned was like, a nigga working there that's a security guard could be from anywhere in the city.
But he's from Detroit.
But he grew up. Well, we in Detroit, but I'm saying
he
could talk high, you know what I'm saying?
Because you got raw down.
But his job ain't to be properly work. His job is to be the type of nigga that handle shit that they don't want to handle. They didn't want a hood ass security guard.
Right,
that's
right,
the
right.
only job where right. we can ask all my nigga. We gotta add it right there. That's where the spice gotta be is. And they let me play it, man. And they was like, you're the only guy that can do it, CP. That shit changed my life because that role caught on quick. Like, so the core fans of that show, I toured, bro. They'd be like quoting my shit.
That. So before we go, I've been saying that a long time. I sound like a preacher. What you working on right now?
I got my Adult Swim show.
Oh, I saw that. The coach.
Oh, boy.
Football coach.
Yeah, you football.
That shit hilarious.
Did you see it?
You ain't watching
it? Oh, yeah.
That shit is hilarious, dog.
Yeah, bro. Look, this shit
is. Shout out to Kurt.
This show.
Yep. And Sidney.
That shit hilarious, dog.
So, look, this show is about, what it is spoofing college football.
Yep. That shit is hilarious.
We made up a school and put it in the SEC, right?
Yeah.
This school is the school that is the winningest school
in the SEC. It's a Christian school.
But they can't be
Alabama. Yeah.
And so, it's like Nick Saban and our school. It's like a war.
Did you meet the Les Miles or some shit, too? Like, you saw everybody.
We take it, above and beyond. So, we, killing each other, kidnapping, you know what I'm saying? And so, it just basically, and then we do, it's just all about how crazy college football is and how the players should be getting paid and it's like a whole thing's dope.
So, I said, we're going to make sure you sit it. So, listen, we're going to get out of here.
And then Zion hit me like, how the fuck you get in this?
That's hilarious.
You're focused.
You're
focused.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to get out here. So, listen, either we're going to come to L.A. or you're going to come back to the city, but we got a lot more to talk about.
I'm definitely coming back to the city, but I need to come to L.A., man.
We're going to work this out.
Yeah, bro.
We're going to figure this out.
Y'all got to come to my
I'm going to come help you set this shit up. We're going to get it popping. We're going to set all that up. We gonna get out of here.
I got as much money as you spent, man.
See, you make it sound good because cameras on, the lights on, and shit.
Hey, shit.
We just talking about the bag.
It's a lot of baller shit right here.
So listen, I fuck with my shit, but so listen, we gonna get out. We gonna set this up. But the food is ready. we have to round table again.
Fish out the grease. Is the fish floating?
You can't smell it because I can smell it.
I smell it. I've been sitting in it for a minute. So you know how sometimes that shit's so
like when you take a shit and somebody walk in the bathroom like, you stink. I don't smell shit. So look, we got CP, are you good?
I'm good, bro.
Wolf Reek, y'all straight?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Zach, you straight?
Yeah.
TGTheHost.com, the People's Choice Podcast. Thank you, man. We out of here.
What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.